Hello everyone! In this episode we have our news mini section and a very interesting book reviewed by Professor Aaron about electric and hybrid buses. Let's start our episode with news mini section. This is Dr. Mariam Kavishkar giving you the news for episode 43, November 2017. Nothing is more relaxing than white noise and very subtle vibration and eventually taking a power nap. Well, this happened to the test driver in Google's driverless car and made Alphabet Incorporations to stop the development of features that require drivers to take control, as relying on autopilot distracts users and they will not be ready to maneuver. These tests had been recorded in 2013, but it was only in the last week event that videos had been publicly shown. Last week, there was a media tour in Waymo testing facility. Kravchik, who joined as CEO in 2015, said that the company has decided to focus solely on technology that didn't require human intervention a couple of days after the napping incident. In Waymo's Chrysler Pacifica minivans, two control buttons for starting a ride and asking the vehicle to pull over are provided to passengers. Kravchik added that they are finding ways to develop self-driving trucks, municipal transit services, and partnership with other car makers. He declined to give a specific time when the company will expand beyond the experiment phase and just mentioned that time is close. However, just recently, early in October, Nvidia announced the abilities of its new AI computer to bring the future of robocars a bit closer. Nvidia Drive PX Pegasus delivers over 320 trillion operations per second, more than 3 times faster than its predecessor, Nvidia Drive PX2. And this means that it will be possible to make a new class of vehicle that can operate without a driver, fully autonomous vehicle, without steering wheels, pedals, or mirrors. Right now, the big portion of trunk of driverless cars is occupied by the computer that has to process the data received by sensors and cameras. Nvidia is promising to shrink the size as small as a number plate. General Motors is arranging an event on 28 November for media to experience their self-driving cars. GM Cruise is currently operating in San Francisco, using the self-driving Chevrolet Bolt vehicles that are equipped with autonomous hardware and software for self-driving. It's only available to Cruise employees. It's gearing up to show people outside the company what it's like to use its ride service. In addition to all these tests and events, Toyota also is in partnership with Gomentum to use their facilities to test their Platform 2.1. Thank you for being with us. Now let's listen to Professor Haluk Aaron and the book that he has reviewed for this episode.
This is the book review section for the present episode of ITS podcast, reviewed by Dr. Haluk Aaron, Fırat University, Elazığ, Turkey. The book title is Electric and Hybrid Buses for Urban Transport Energy Efficiency Strategies and consists of 314 pages. Produced by Springer in 2016, written by Bogdan Ovidiu Varga, Kalin Iklodian, and Florin Mariasiu. This book handles the performance of electric and hybrid buses in urban areas on a daily basis and presents a complete set of technical scenarios to promote their efficient exploitation. The book presents state-of-the-art vehicle and sustainable transportation technologies and developments for public transit systems. Here, the authors introduce a virtual solution for specific road infrastructure development, electric and hybrid powertrain configuration, various charging and load capacities for use of electric and hybrid buses, maintenance strategies, battery replacements, and road evaluation. The book comprises 9 individual chapters. Chapter 1 outlines research methodology on the most sustainable solutions for public transportation using electric and hybrid buses. It presents solutions while replacing the old buses equipped with diesel engine drive systems with hybrid and electric buses. Chapter 2 discusses energetic efficiency of vehicles equipped with hybrid and electric drive systems and their classification. Chapter 3 mentions about development and implementation of the hybrid and electric systems architecture through methods of numerical analysis, algorithm and mathematical modeling of the configuration and simulation for the classic hybrid and electric bus model. Chapter 4 elaborates study case, comparative analysis regarding the buses and urban public transportation, present situation of the urban public transportation system in Cluj-Napoca, comparative analysis of the types of buses in operation and selection of bus operating roles for public transport. Chapter 5 outlines virtual infrastructure design of the roles used in computer simulations, generating the roles selected for urban public transportation and parameterization of vehicle movement. Chapter 6 mentions about design of hybrid and electric drive systems, designing a vehicle in a specified software application, and vehicle models generated for car simulation. Chapter 7 deals with car simulation of buses equipped with hybrid and electric drive systems, development of car simulation models, computer simulation for the developed models, and evaluation of the energetic efficiency of the simulated drive systems. Chapter 8 reviews comparative evaluation for using hybrid and electric drive systems in urban transportation with buses, analysis of the developed algorithm related to urban roads, resulting for buses equipped with a classic drive system, a hybrid drive system, and an electric drive system. Conclusions are provided in the Chapter 9. Eventually, the book helps readers to understand how future buses will perform on specific roads and how the latest technologies can be integrated into existing fleets by proposing a methodology for evaluating the energy consumption in general and specific roads and scenarios. The book's authors ensure that electric and hybrid bus for urban transport energy and efficiency strategies will provide readers with a clear understanding of the ongoing progress and challenges in this field.
Thank you, Haluk. Dear listeners, thank you for being with us. Just a short reminder before you pause the podcast. We will be more than happy to have you as volunteers in our group in any field that you might contribute. Please check out our website and social media. Send me a note if you are interested. Subscribe, share, comment, and suggest. This podcast is sponsored by IEEE Intelligent Transportation System Society. This was Dr. Mariam Kavishkar from IEEE ITS Society. Thank you for being part of ITS.